Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is LaShonda. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, my niece on Ultima is stranding me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but I can help with that. Are you calling me from a safe location?
We've got a terrible connection. It hasn't been happening until just now. My phone's been fine. I'm calling you from right where my vehicle is.
Okay, so may I have your first name, please?
RANDOLYNN, Randolyn L. Guerra, GUERRA.
Can I have a good callback number for your services today, please?
I'm sorry, sir. What did you say?
I asked if I can. May I have a good callback number for your services today, please?
Yes, sir. 352-267-5273.
And then would you like to receive like mobile text and updates regarding time of arrival?
Yes, anything we can do. I've got my little 18-month-old with me, so I was going to go ahead and just leave the vehicle here and head to the house and have them tow it to the house.
Okay, you can do that, ma'am. That'll be just fine. And I understand you have a little one with you. So may I have your...
My neighbor brought me, so she needs to get back home.
Oh, okay. I understand. And then for...
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Can you verify the address that's affiliated with your account?
4910 Indigo Road, Groveland, Florida, 34736.
Thank you. And then may I have the year of the vehicle?
It's a 2014 Nissan Altima.
Thank
Burgundy
you.
In color.
Thank you. And then... And then just to confirm the reason you need the service today.
I'm sorry, sir. Say that again.
Can you confirm the breakdown reason, like what's wrong with the vehicle that you need service today?
It just won't go. It's got plenty of gas. I can put it in drive, and it wants to bounce a little bit and hop a little bit, but then it turns right off, so I don't know what's wrong with it.
Okay.
Just won't go.
Okay. Is the vehicle all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive?
It's front-wheel drive.
Thank you. Can it shift out of park into neutral?
Does it have what in the trunk?
Oh, no, I was asking, can it shift out of park into neutral?
Can it shift out of park into neutral?
Yes.
Yeah, it'll shift. It just won't go.
Okay. Is it in a parking garage?
Oh, yeah, that way they can get it up on the tow truck. What, sir?
Is it in a garage? A parking garage?
It's on the side of the road on the grass of all places in the villages. I've got the street name here. I Googled my location for you to try to help.
Okay. Good.
I'm at Warm Springs Avenue.
One moment, ma'am. I'm not ready for that information yet. I have a few more questions I need to go through, please. So has the vehicle been modified, lowered to the ground?
I'm sorry.
Has the vehicle been modified?
This is a terrible connection.
Has the vehicle been modified, lowered to the ground?
The vehicle is... Our connection is horrible. I can't hear him. The vehicle is on all four wheels on the ground, yes.
Okay. It's not all-wheel drive.
I don't know if it's your phone or mine, but we've got a terrible connection.
I can't hear it. I can hear you just fine. I'm not sure why. Will the keys be with the vehicle?
It is a remote where you just press the start button to start it. But I can leave the remote underneath the front seat.
You have to have the remote to get in the car.
You have to have the remote to get in the car.
Push the brake and push the start button.
So will the vehicle...
You push the brake and the start button and it starts.
Okay, so... Are you leaving the doors?
I have to leave the remote for them.
Outside the car.
I'll have to leave the remote for them outside the car.
So you're locking the doors up as well?
I would have to leave the remote for them.
I understand, but I'm asking.
So they can just get into the car.
Okay, sounds good. Thank
you. I'm sorry, honey.
Thank you. So you're leaving the vehicle unattended. Does anyone need to ride with the service provider?
The vehicle will be left unattended, yes.
Thank you. So since you're leaving the vehicle unattended, we need you to acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended and waive all liabilities.
Okay, yes. As long as they get here before dark.
Okay.
Yes.
And then may I have the address that we're
yes,
picking the vehicle?
Yes, we are at the corner.
Warm Springs Avenue.
I'm at the corner of
Warm
Springs Avenue. And Marsh Bend Trail. And there's a public shopping center right across the street, and it's called Magnolia Public Shopping Center.
And what city and state are you in?
Well, I'm Florida.
And
this
what,
is Wildwood. Wildwood, Florida. Yes, sir.
Okay. Wildwood.
Yes, sir. Wildwood, Florida.
Thank
at
you.
The corner of Warm Springs Avenue and Warm Springs Marsh Bend Trail.
How are you spelling Marsh Bend?
I'm sorry, sir?
Can you spell Marsh Bend?
Warm Springs, W-A-R-M, Springs, S-P-R-I-N-G-S,
Avenue.
And then Warm Bend, the other city, or street.
Marsh Bend Trail.
And the crossroad is Marsh Bend Trail.
Are you spelling Marsh, M-A-R-S-H, Bend, B-I-N, Trail?
Marsh, M-A-R-S-H, B-E-N-D, Bend, okay. Marsh Bend Trail.
Thank you. Here we go.
And it's right here on the side of the road across from the Publix. They'll clearly see it when they get to that corner.
Okay. And then may I have the address that you'd like to take the vehicle to?
Yes, sir. 4910 Indigo, I-N-D-I-G-O Road. And that's Groveland, G-R-O-V-E-L-A-N-D, Florida, 34736.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's about 16 miles from here to my house.
Okay.
And I just want to confirm with you that you were able to hear my phone number because of this stupid connection.
Okay, I can get that confirmed. Before we confirm that, though, I do want to let you know that you're covered for 15 miles, but this is going to end up being an 18-mile tow, so you'll be 3 miles over your coverage. If you do decide to proceed, what is your ways of payment? Would it be like American Express, ATM, cash, Visa?
It'll be paid with a, so there's a 15-mile tow limit?
Yes.
What do they charge for the last 3 miles?
I would have to call the provider, and they'll give me their amounts that they'll charge, and then I'll give you a call and see if that works for you.
Okay. What kind of card can you use for that, for the last 3 miles of towing? He's going to call the provider, find out what they're going to charge us for that, and then we'll have to pay for the last 3 miles, unless we just have it dropped at the top of our road.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 16 miles.
I know, but
miles.
Yeah, she's only got a 15-mile. We've only got a 15-mile coverage on it. Okay, sir. So, what do you have? What is that? A MasterCard? Okay. So
okay.
You'll call them and find out what it'll run for the difference.
Yes, I will. And so I'll give you a call.
And will they just let us? Will they just let us pay it when they get there?
You can call them over the phone and pay them over the phone. Some of them do let you do it that way.
Okay, call them over the phone and pay them.
Yes. All right, ma'am. So I'll give you a call back shortly. Okay.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for checking on that, please.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Thank you. Goodbye.
He needs the thing to call them.
What does he need?
And he's going to call them and find out what their charge is for that 3 miles. And then we have to call the provider, or they'll call us and tell us how much it's going to cost.
Well, whatever.
Okay, sir. So we just wait to hear back from you.
Correct.
All right, dear. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
Hey, sir.
Yes.
Sir, where would you like for us to put the remote? On top of the wheel?
That's totally up to you.
What, hon?
That's totally up to you where you would like to leave it.
Oh, and just tell the tow truck driver where it is?
Exactly.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
And you're very welcome, and thank you as well, and I'll give you a call soon. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank
you
so much.
You're welcome. Goodbye.